go to Portland, Oregon, and do some talking. Aubrey, you are on the air, sister.
Oh, okay. So I was calling in because I was dating a guy for a while, and I fell in love with him, like, right away. And then when his life got pretty bad with his parents and stuff, he liked to relieve all of his stress on me, so it caused me to cut myself during our relationship.
Wait a minute. He got stressed, so he dumped the stress on you?
Yeah.
And then you took the stress and turned into be a cutter.
Yeah, but then we were, when our relationship started to end, he cheated on me. So it added more stress, and then so I just kept doing it because it helped me, but not in a good way. And then,
well, it would help you, but not for long. Cutting is a short-term high, but a low-term way to go about it.
Yeah, and then, like, we were going to get back together, and we're, like, working on it right now, but he's still seeing the girl, and he won't, like, never leave her alone, and she's my neighbor, so it's really weird because I know she talks about him, I know, and their age differences are very crazy. He's 17, and she's, like, 14, so I don't understand what's wrong with me because I'm 16, so what was wrong with me to make our relationship end as in a way he cheated?
Who knows? Maybe he got bored. Maybe you told him the truth, which you should, and he didn't like the truth. Maybe he's a woman collector. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He collects women and gets girls to fall in love with him, and he uses and abuses them and kicks them through the guidepost of life. Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe it's all a game.
Well, I just don't know what to do. I'm really confused, and I want to be with him so bad, but I don't want to be another girl in his life, like how he's treating me.
Yeah, I don't want you to either. You know, and this is easy for me to say, hard for you to do. If you could step back and take a big time out and talk with counselors and ministers and friends, and what do your friends think about him?
My friends don't like him because they found out from everybody else that he cheated on me.
Bingo. You know, seldom is the street wrong. You get enough of your friends saying the same thing, it's the truth. Almost every time. So what good has he done for you? I know you fell in love with him and, you know, act one, he was pretty cool. But then he started disrespecting you. Then after that, you started cutting. And then he said, well, I guess it's time for me to have some other women, too. I don't want to carry her baggage anymore. And he wasn't there to really be with you when you were feeling all this stress. Get it?
Yeah.
It's hard to give love when you're in love with yourself.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. Who's your best friend? First name?
Leslie.
All right. You get a hold of Leslie. Say, Leslie, I've got an addiction problem going here. I'm addicted to my ex-boyfriend. We call it love addiction, but just tell her that. And you got to help me get over my addiction, would you please? And get a couple others that you can talk to every day about him and get accountable and all that stuff. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't walk it alone, because if you leave yourself to your own emotions, all kinds of crazy things can happen. If you're just talking to yourself about yourself. Got it? I'm going to send you the hope line where you can talk about it some more. But I'm telling you right now, he's not worth cutting. So pardon the pun. You may want to cut him out of your relationship. No pun intended.